Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you are able to join me for the broadcast today as I continue on in a message I've been sharing on the hallmarks of maturity. This is the express purpose and determination and will of the Holy Spirit. He is determined to present to Jesus, to the Father, a bride without spot, stain, or wrinkle. And so we, every one of us, if we've accepted Jesus, are in the process of having those spots and wrinkles removed and are in coming to the revelation, to the understanding, and to the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I thought it might be helpful to share, as I did on the very first broadcast, some negative aspects or characteristics of immaturity, but again, we want to focus on the positive. What are real hallmarks? What are characteristics of a mature son and daughter of God? And as I said, none of us are perfect, but a mature person will accept their strengths without pride and also acknowledge their weaknesses without self-rejection or self-hatred. That they will understand that this is an area God in their weaknesses, this is an area God is working with them and for them, and He will, that same God who began a good work, He will be faithful to complete it. Thank God we can rest on that beautiful promise, because it doesn't require or doesn't rely on our faithfulness or reliability. Aren't you glad for that? Praise God. Well, on yesterday's broadcast, we looked a little bit at what some of those hallmarks are, and I won't take the time to I'll just reference them, and if you would like to at any time, if you miss a broadcast or want to rehear it, just go to the unveiledchrist.org website and you can click on the broadcast and listen at your convenience anytime. But we talked about that maturity is actually the fulfillment of the two greatest commandments, which is to love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And so we will love and serve God. A person who's mature, they will be able to love and accept others. Remember, that was the second greatest commandment, to love our neighbor as ourselves. And if we don't love ourselves, we can't very well love our neighbor. And also that we'll be able to love and accept the person that God created us to be. We will be able to also, the fourth point, to be able to accept criticism or rebuke. A mature person does not have their being threatened when someone corrects him or proposes a better method. Now, it's true that sometimes people are not loving in their correction, or they're really insulting or critical, yet a mature person will recognize that person who is delivering whatever that comment is. They can also discern how mature they are, because a mature person will correct, but it will be done in love, to speak the truth in love. We're to go to one another and allow the Holy Spirit to bring a bond of love between us, because love is what should bind us together. If we see a brother overtaken or fault, as the scriptures say, what are we to do? We're to go to that brother in a spirit of meekness and humility and attempt to restore them. So this is what a mature person does. Okay, let's go on. Point number five I'll share with you, and that is a mature person will exercise responsibility. Isn't that the hallmark of someone who's an adult? And I'm speaking now in the natural. You can only give limited amounts of responsibility to a child. You can't give any responsibility to a baby. Why? Because they're just a baby. They don't have any, they need to be cared for. They're totally dependent. But as that baby develops into a toddler, into a young child, varying aspects of responsibility are given to that child to feed themselves, to learn how to walk, to take care of their room, to make their bed. There are, as that child matures, increasing levels of responsibility are given to that child, and eventually, as they become a teenager, greater responsibility is given, and that's how we become an adult. And with all the responsibilities that come to being a mature adult person. But that's also true spiritually. We have to exercise responsibility, first of all, for ourselves. No one is responsible for you. I mean, you may be in relationship, you may be married, but basically, you will stand before the Lord to give an account of who you are before the Lord, not as the wife of your husband, not as the pastor of the church, but as for you as an individual. We have a responsibility, first of all, for ourselves, our attitudes and the things that have gone on in our hearts, and we trust that what we have done, what we've done has been built on is gold, silver, and precious metals. And God will look also at how we have fulfilled and been faithful to the tasks God has given us in the seasons of our lives. A mature person, beloved, is trustworthy. They take full responsibility for their actions, especially if something goes wrong. You know, a self-accepting person does not try to blame other people for their mistake. You know, I try to watch the news every night, and this was on one of the major networks there, and I don't even remember, but my response was I reacted to the response of this person. He was on a motorcycle, and I guess he lost control, and he ran into a window, and I don't think hurt individuals, but his response, he wasn't hurt, but he got off the motorcycle and kicked it as if that inanimate object was responsible for what happened. He alone was responsible, but he was taking out his anger, his embarrassment, his frustration by kicking this poor metal object, his motorcycle. Well, unfortunately, we did the same thing. We might laugh at that as like, boy, is that guy not bright? You were driving it. But we do the same thing. If we make a mistake, we try to blame others. It's part of fallen human nature. When Adam and Eve sinned, what did Adam do? He blamed Eve. When the Lord turned to Eve, what did she do? She blamed the serpent. And it is just part of that fallen nature, carnal nature, that we want to put the blame elsewhere. But if we are really mature in God, security and self-acceptance are not contingent on a single experience in life. A mature person is more interested in learning from their mistakes. Yes, trust me, we will all make mistakes. Blame is inconsequential. And this kind of maturity that wants to learn, that's essential for good leadership, whether in a marriage, if you're a husband, whether it's in a job situation, whether it's spiritually in a church situation or home group, we have to understand we are human, and we will all, at one time or another, make mistakes. And it's the mistake is not so much the problem, it's what we do with those mistakes. If we're able to acknowledge, oh, I blew it. I really made a mistake. I'm so sorry. Sometimes saying I'm sorry seems to be the most difficult task for some people. Have you ever had? I mean, I have known some people that never once, over a relationship of many years, did they ever say, I was wrong. I'm sorry. Never. And that reveals a lot about a person. A person who's able to say, I'm wrong, forgive me, that's a person who needs to be commended, because that goes against the grain. But praise God, that's something that God looks to see. Are we willing to do that? Are we willing to exercise responsibility for ourselves? Amen. All right, let's move on. few more points I want to share. Number six, a mature person is emotionally expressive. Now, that's something you might not have thought of, but there's an internal liberty that they are freely able to express emotions. We're made in the very image of God, and God is emotional. He can be grieved. He can rejoice. He can be happy. He can be delighted. Remember when mankind became so wicked just before the flood, and it says it grieved God's heart. He grieved in his heart that he had made man because they had gotten so inexpressibly wicked. So a mature person should be able to respond emotionally. They should be able to laugh, to cry, or even be angry without, be angry and sin not, the scriptures tell us. And joy, beloved, radiates from within. It's not dependent upon people or upon circumstances. In the fifth chapter of Ephesians, verse 18, it says, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." There's a song in our hearts. There's a spirit of thanksgiving, a submissive attitude to the Lord and to one another. That's the mark of a spirit-filled man, as I just shared with you. And so, beloved, have you ever met people, they seem to be just kind of frozen emotionally? They don't know you never know really where they're at. They're not able to be expressive. Well, it's true. We all have varying degrees. Our personalities are all different. But still, someone who's mature is able to express themselves. I can remember when I was really young in the Lord, I had been so beat down in my life as a young person, I wasn't even able to be angry. I wouldn't even know how to express it. And as I began to mature and grow in a healthy way, I was able to acknowledge I'm angry. And of course, then I know how the Holy Spirit dealt with me on how to deal with that in a godly way. And so, well, there's still one more point I want to share, but we'll have to reserve that for tomorrow's broadcast. And then I want to go on to share of how we can improve our self-image, the way we look at ourselves, because that's important for spiritual health and emotional health. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, God bless you. I love you. And may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.